Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the show where I, neighbor Paul, sit in my basement playing hooky on a Thursday morning and play you a couple songs with extreme profanity. I'm not joined today by Tony and Dave. Tony is at work, probably drunk yelling at people like he usually is. And Dave's just preserving Europe's internet infrastructure with his crazy-ass IT genius skills and maybe taking a mid-morning reefer break. I don't know. But we really want to get you something. We've been, as always, a bit delinquent getting shit out the door. We don't have a full episode, but I just got a few things I want to play for you. So to start us off, I want to play something by Amanda Palmer. And by the way, this microphone is a shitty-ass $25 Best Buy karaoke microphone. That's why this might sound a little fucked up. But I think the music quality is going to be better than usual. So anyway, Amanda Palmer is one half of the Dresden Dolls, a wicked fucking popular band from Boston. They're kind of a punk rock cabaret, manic musical, goth type duo. But I'm not here to talk about her and this other dude, Brian Viglione, and their Dresden Dolls band. I want to play you something by Amanda Palmer's solo shit. In particular, she has a perfect song that I think exemplifies Music to Swear By. She has a song that's a great rock tune that has zero fucking chance ever of getting played on commercial or even public radio like 89.3. I don't even know if this shit would get played on college radio stations. It's a dance song about her love of long, shaggy, vaginal pubic hair and her dislike of shaved pussies. So we're going to put the video, if we can, on our website. Take a look at that also. Guys, I guarantee you'll get a chubby watching it. There's tons of exposed bush, and there's even a little clip of a Lego pussy. So here you go. This one is called, what the fuck is it called? Map of Tasmania, featuring the Young Punks. This goes out to neighbor Brett. Cue it up. I think she just said, fuck it! They don't play the song on the radio. Oh my god. They don't play the song on the radio. They don't play the song on the radio. They don't show that it's on the radio. They don't know that we are the media. They don't know that we start the media. I don't want to see what I'm making you. I see a big seat and I'm taking you. Walking down the street, I'm the lady. Showing off my map of Tasmania. You'll hear in a moment, soft and sweet and shaped like a triangle. Some girls want no shape and they shave it all. That's so whack, it hurts with the stubble. Walking around and look like an 8-year-old. They do not play this song on the radio. In the video, you check it out. Everybody in the video, all the chicks, keep pulling up their skirts, and there's all sorts of, well, I guess we'd say just decorative bush.
Decorative bush. Decorative bush. Decorative bush.
I wish Tony was here so he could crack some jokes. There you go. It's Amanda Palmer's Map of Tasmania. All right. The next one is by a band called Pussy Strength. I mean Cat Power.
See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know? See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know? See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know? See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know? See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know? See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know? See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know? See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know? See, I want to keep the pussy theme going, you know?
She released her 9th album on September 3rd, and it's just called Sun. And I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of shit about her history, but basically, it's been pretty fucked up for her the past 15 years or so. She started in 1994 opening for Liz Phair, and some dude from Sonic Youth discovered her and helped her put out her first album. She's had all sorts of mental health problems, drinking problems. She's confessed to being suicidal. She spent time in a psychiatric ward. She later described it as a pit of hell. Everything you read about her is she's a little bit loco. But you know what the fuck? She's put out 9 great albums. She's doing something right. So that's it. I don't have much to say about her. Check her shit out on Spotify or whatever else you do to listen to tunes. Cat Power, 9th album. Here's a song from it called Ruin. This goes out to neighbor Ed out in Milwaukee, where he's miserable as Chan Marshall. Cue it up. Shit. So she's had a boyfriend die of a heroin overdose. She had a friend die of AIDS. She's seen all this fucked up shit. She used to live working as a waitress in Atlanta. And now she lives in New York City in an apartment with rent control and pays $160 a month. Fucking bitch. Complaining, for any of you People Magazine type fans out there. She just broke up with Giovanni Ribisi, who she was living with for about 8 years. And she just, her new album, she has super short Halle Berry type hair. She looks fucking stunning. So I know Neighbor Ed will appreciate that. I think that's it, folks. It's winding down here. I should pretend I'm doing some work today. But that's it. I just wanted to share a couple quick songs with you, get something out to our 400 fans in China, and hopefully the rest of the crew will get together and we'll get something out to you guys soon.
Later.
Oh, fuck. I fucking forgot to brush my fucking teeth today.
Brush your teeth twice a day. Keep away your tooth decay. And like my other little chum, you also must massage your gum.
Gum massage. Bah.